Support for Millennial comes from Blue Apron. Making this podcast means strange hours. Sometimes there are long days researching stories, interviewing people, editing tape. Often I get to the office really early in the morning and don't leave until the evening, which means sometimes I just don't have time to go grocery shopping. But with Blue Apron, you can have quick meals delivered right to your door. Each meal costs less than $10 per person per meal. Plus, the recipes are always changing. Like this week, they have a coconut rice bowl with a sunny side up egg and a sweet and spicy beef with jasmine rice and crispy shallot. You can also check out this week's meal and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/millennial. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Millennial would like to thank Squarespace for supporting the show. I've made many moves in my life, but maybe the biggest one was starting Millennial. And Squarespace has been there since the very beginning. With beautiful designer templates and an easy-to-use all-in-one platform, 24/7 customer support, you can put your best foot forward online. If you're looking to make a new website, go to Squarespace. Right now, you can use the offer code Millennial to get 10% off your first purchase. That's Millennial, two L's, two N's. Squarespace. Make your next move. Make your next website. Before we start the show, I have a quick favor to ask. Radiotopia is conducting a listener survey across all of its podcasts right now because we want to learn more about you. It won't take long, I promise. Probably 5 to 10 minutes. All you have to do is go to surveynerds.com/millennial. Two L's, two N's. It would be a huge help for the show and for the Radiotopia Network, and it would mean a lot to us. That's surveynerds.com/millennial. And thanks in advance.
I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
I love you too.
I've never been good at saying goodbye. It's hard to know what to say or how to say it. There was that time my mom came to Maine to visit me, before she got on a plane to return 800 miles back to our hometown. I gave her a hug and said goodbye.
And I'm only a cell phone away. Okay.
And that time, I left my childhood home with a for sale sign in the front yard, the place where I grew up and where my family lived for 40 years. I wrote a letter and said goodbye.
Dear family of the future, I grew up in this house, and like any space that hugs your family as much as this house hugged mine, I'm walking out of it with appreciation.
Endings, they happen. They're embedded in this ebb and flow of growing up. They can feel harsh and disappointing, and they can seem inherently bad. But sometimes they're necessary in order to move on. Sometimes you have to say goodbye. Today, I'm going to try to find as many ways and as many memories to say the goodbye that's in front of me. Today, I'm saying goodbye to Millennial. You're listening to Millennial,
a podcast series that documents something that no one teaches you.
A podcast about maneuvering your 20s captured in real time.
A podcast about coming of age.
A podcast that has shaped my life over the past 3 years. It's surreal, but true. This is the last episode of the show. This decision was one of the hardest I've ever made. I'd be lying if I told you I didn't cry. I did. I have, but I just didn't record it. And to be honest, I'm still coming to terms with what it means to end the show. Even writing this episode has been a struggle. Because how do you end something that's given you so much? I mean, remember where the show started? 3 years ago, in my closet.
This is round two. Take on Millennial. Take 4? All right, this is Millennial. Take 9.
That's a recording of me at the very beginning. It was October 2014. I didn't really know what I was doing or what Millennial would become. Everything started small and cozy In a closet, the width of my laptop, surrounded by my grandmother's dresses and winter coats. That's where Millennial was born.
I just released the podcast. I'm so excited. The first thing that I did was, oh God, I mean, like, I just stared at the computer for like 5 minutes, just shaking uncontrollably.
We're gonna make another podcast. We're gonna make another episode of this podcast.
The show captured pieces of my everyday life.
Good morning, Local 188. This is Megan.
Corner.
How many? Can I get you guys something to drink besides water? Coffee, cappuccino, orange juice.
Millennial celebrated major milestones.
Megan L. Tan, Megan U. Lowdy, Honors College graduate.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
The show helped me process rejection.
Dear Megan, as promised, I'm sending this email to let you know that we have made our selections for the 2015-2016 Kroc Fellowships.
I'm not falling, but it just sucks.
The show has been there for me through thick and thin. It got me a job in public radio.
Like, what we really were impressed with you is that, like, you didn't answer the questions of, like, what kind of stories would you bring? Like, literally, you were like, well, these are the types of stories I'm drawn to.
Going to work.
Sunny skies with highs from 80 to the mid-80s.
And it gave me the confidence to dream a bigger dream.
The more I've talked to people, the more I am just like, I want to do Millennial full-time, you know? And just, like, see if it works. So now I'm just, like, telling everybody this is what I'm doing, so I do it.
And the Millennial found its home in the podcast world.
This is a real thing. This is real.
It's a very strong show. You're working hard on your own. You're exactly the kind of producer we want to support.
And it reached more people with every episode.
You wrote me this really great long letter. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, I remember. I can't remember if I overshared, though.
Hey, Megan, my name's Anella. I'm 19 years old.
Hi, Millennial. My name's Mandy from Nebraska.
Hi, Megan. My name is Isabella, and I'm recording this in Melbourne, Australia.
Millennial took me all over the world.
Our flight time today is 51 minutes. 51 minutes to get to Goa.
What does this say?
So it says, Vigilancia Revolucionaria Tarea Permanente, El Ceder.
And then it says, Fidel is among us. Happy birthday, Fidel.
I talked about the show in classrooms and conferences, on stages with bright lights. Millennial became my life, a part of my every day, and a part of my every night.
It is 10:30 at night. I released an episode of Millennial, and I'm just tired.
But having my life captured on a microphone for the past 3 years became challenging, which has led me to this decision. I want to tell you what happened. But first, one last break. Support for Millennial is provided by Thumbtack. It seems like all my friends are getting married or moving or repainting or repairing their houses, and they have all these different life projects in the works. Thumbtack is a website that helps local professionals connect with customers in need of their service. So, the next time you're moving or you need help painting walls or you're looking for a wedding photographer, Thumbtack makes it easy to find pros for pretty much anything you need done. Download the app or try it now at thumbtack.com. Support for Millennial is also provided by Society6. You know when you're in your room or your house and you think something needs to change? Society6 features work of over 250,000 artists. I was recently trying to decorate my bedroom and I purchased a piece called Love Wish Lanterns. It's beautiful, serene, and brings a wonderful aesthetic to my room. For the love of art, go to society6.com/millennial and enter offer code millennial at checkout to receive 20% off your first purchase, plus free shipping. Amplify your lifestyle with the perfect artwork. Don't wait. Discover. So this is what happened. When Millennial first started, it was a show that was about my life captured in real time. There's something about following a person's life that sucks you in. You want to know what happens to them. You want to see where they go and who they become. You want to hear more of their story. And I told you more of my story. I carried around my recorder in my purse and brought it out during the most unnatural moments. I recorded scenes that were intimate, usually kept behind closed doors. Conversations I didn't think thousands of people would hear, but they did. You did. But as the podcast stabilized and my life became more routine, there wasn't as much to share. The stakes weren't as high. So I started telling other people's stories.
The first and most common reaction was people just laughed. They were like, oh my God, like, how old are you?
Why do I like to be Peter Pan? I'm afraid of missing out on what I really want.
To stand on stage and to be so in love with someone and to have people cheer for that, what we have waited for so long, was going to happen.
I tried to capture those same moments of intimacy and honesty and rawness that I had recorded in my own life. But it was more challenging. I couldn't wake up beside people in the morning, and I couldn't record their daily calls with their parents or their friends or their partners. Telling other people's stories will always be less intimate than telling my own. So I experimented with creating a hybrid, episodes that interwove my life and other people's. But listeners always told me what they wanted was more me, more Megan. Gradually, I could feel a tug of war emerge between what Millennial was and what I was trying to become, and I was stuck in the middle, constantly asking myself about the identity of the show. To be honest, focusing on myself so closely had started to take a toll. My life and Millennial fell out of sync. So instead of forcing the show into a different format with a different purpose, I've made the complicated and difficult decision to let it go, to say goodbye to Millennial. But before I sign off, I'm so proud of everything that Millennial and this team have accomplished over these last 3 years. I mean, when I first started making this podcast, I didn't think I would get to episode 5. And now we're on 47, which is crazy. I want to leave you with some of my favorite moments.
Are we toasting?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Woo! Toast to Millennial.
Yeah. Cheers.
Like, when Millennial was first reviewed by a major publication, there's about to be a lot of F-bombs in here, so brace yourself.
I do not.
The Guardian. Whoa. Fucking Guardian. Do you know this?
I do not know this.
You need to Google yourself more.
Oh.
Megan!
Wow. You're on oh my God.
Guardian.
Wow. That's.
The headline is, Millennial Podcast Review, insightful, and Megan Tan is much more likable than anyone in Girls. Girls,
yes,
the fucking hit TV show.
When we first started to build our team, there was Devin, our editor.
I love Post-its too. Oh my God, we are soulmates. Post-its are my favorite, although I call them sticky notes. Okay.
I have a question for you. How do you feel about becoming Millennial's first apprentice? And Justine?
Megan!
Yeah! I know!
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
And that time Millennial found a new home. It is my honor to announce that Millennial is a proud, proud member of
Radiotopia.
And I also want to say goodbye to the people you've gotten to know over these last 3 seasons. Ben, who supported me through all these twists and turns from the very beginning, who stayed up with me during late hours of the night. and who behind the scenes was the first person I bounced ideas off of.
Welcome to Millennial Travel Edition.
Sorry, is this the Ben Severin show? And Ben's father, Chuck, who provided the comical tough love and allowed me to record any of our conversations whenever, wherever.
Come on, you should say,
this episode is called The Line.
This episode is called The Line.
Nice. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And of course, to my mother, who opened up her own life and has provided guidance and wisdom throughout all of this.
It's good to see you. You look really pretty and rested.
Oh, thanks.
You don't have bags?
I don't have any bags under my eyes.
No, you really like, yeah, you look bright.
I also want to thank you, the listeners, for your ears and your support, your stories and your tweets, your emails and constant encouragement. None of this would have happened without you. As for me, you're probably wondering what's next. Am I a little terrified? Yes. But am I anxious in that excited kind of way? Yes. What I do know is I'm going to take some time to breathe and pause and explore the opportunities in front of me. But for now, this is the last time I'm coming to you from the Millennial Closet. I'm Megan Tan, and from the bottom of my heart, thanks for listening. And here come the credits. There are a lot of people to recognize, so get comfortable. This episode was edited by Julie Shapiro and produced by me and Ned Donovan. Special thanks to my mother, Susan, my father, Vincent, and my sister, Crystal. Also to the Severance family, Ben, Chuck, Pat, and Adam. And all the people from PRX, including Carrie Hoffman, Maggie Taylor, Kathleen Unwin, Kaylee Neve, Roman Mars, Datascope, and the Knight Foundation. And all the hosts and producers of Radiotopia, Helen Zaltzman, Andy Zaltzman, Phoebe Judge, Lauren Spohr, Caitlin Prest, Mitra Koboli, Davia Nelson, Nikki Silva, Nick Vanderkolk, Nate DeMeo, Neil Ketcher, Dave Nadelberg, Joe Richman, Sarah Kramer, Nellie Gillis, Rishikesh Hirway, Benjamin Walker, Leah Tao, Jonathan Mitchell, Carrie Kasson, and Nigel Poor. Also, Devin Taylor, Justine Paradise, Alex Kappelman, Dylan Ward, Alex Aquisto, and Hannah Cohen. To anyone who let me record their conversation for this podcast, and to anyone who has donated to this podcast, every single one of you has helped me make Millennial possible, and I couldn't feel more honored. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Support for Millennial comes from Squarespace. Let me tell you a quick story. I made my first website in college to show off my photography, and it was a nightmare. Making the site work the way I wanted to and look the way I wanted to took me hours of tweaking and troubleshooting, and it was stressful. But when I went to make Millennial's site and used Squarespace, things were instantly so much easier. They have an all-in-one platform, beautiful designer templates, and 24/7 support. They also have all these videos online, which are super helpful. If you want to make a website, I would suggest using Squarespace. Right now, Millennial listeners can get 10% off your first purchase with the offer code Millennial. That's two L's, two N's. Make your next move with Squarespace.
Radiotopia.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to AdZerk for providing their ad serving platform to Radiotopia.